special delivery. You heard the doorbell. That was rather annoying, because you were enjoying being spread naked on the sofa, the warm air caressing your body, and your thoughts turning to the coming weekend. Your skin was fresh from the shower, gently burnished with your most luxurious towels, and smoothed over with your favourite body creams. Reluctantly, you stood and wrapped your kimono-style robe loosely around your curves, fastening the belt carelessly and quickly, and made your way to the door. You opened it to reveal a parcel delivery. You'd been expecting a delivery of new toys, but you were not prepared for the sight of the person delivering it. Your stomach flipped and your pussy twitched. You felt moisture gathering. She was fucking gorgeous. Long hair, long dark hair fell in light waves down the sides of her perfect face, over her shoulders and towards her impressive breasts. These were encased in a blue uniform shirt, the company logo drawing even more attention to the impressive location. God, you loved big breasts. These had their superb cleavage revealed by the low button this sexy lady had chosen. You vaguely noticed the thin waist and tight jeans over swelling hips, the long legs, because your eyes were drawn back to hers and to her smile. Was it your imagination, or was there a little more twinkle now, a slight extra curve to those generous, sensual lips? Oh, fuck. Probably just your imagination, and it was working overtime. Already part of your mind was seeing those lips locked around your nipples, and they were responding to the thought. The most compelling thing was those dark, soft, glinting eyes, though. Huge, baby doll dark lashes, just enough eyeliner and shading to really make them sing, and dark, thin eyebrows. All this set in an olive complexion of wonderful high cheekbones and fine nose and jaw. She was almost your perfect woman. Betty, she was certainly bloody straight. Anyway, she was just here delivering a parcel. Parcel for A. Brown? And your knees almost buckled. You'd been talking to a man recently whose voice hit you straight in the pussy. This was worse. Your clit twitched, dampness flowed. Oh my god, it was chocolate velvet heaven. Deep toned, powerful, liquid honey. You signed almost numbly. She was going to leave your life forever. This goddess, this perfect woman. Say something, you idiot! You heard your desire urge. But you were tongue-tied. As she recollected her pen, her fingers lingered on yours, and it was like a jolt of electricity went through you, and your pussy convulsed. Her eyes were boring into yours, as she said, thank you. And surely, they were a little brighter. Actually, the goddess spoke again, honey-coating every word. I was wondering if I could be really cheeky. A being a woman, you'll understand. I desperately need to use a lavatory. Might you? Yes, sure, you blurted, and moved a little to the side to let her in, clasping your almost forgotten parcel, almost unconsciously. You could smell her as she passed you. Spice, musk, a hint of citrus, maybe. And you thought that the smell of freshly aroused cunt was detectable too. Oh, God. It's upstairs, you said. Turn left on the landing, and first left. Thanks, she said, her foot on the first step. Love the robe, by the way. It looks great on you. She turned and mounted the stairs, unable to see your furious blush, and your eyes followed that glorious, swaying arse. You rapidly popped the parcel into the living room and returned to the hall, resting back against the wall, your heart racing, butterflies creating a tumult in your belly. You ran through the encounter in your mind. You really thought she was responding to you. The smiles on the eyes, at all the right times. When you touched her skin, when she asked to come in. It had to be worth a try. You carefully arranged the breast of your robe to reveal a nice, emphatic amount of your even more ample bosom and steeled your nerve. Here she came, slowly, smiling. As she reached the lower steps, her voice started to weave its spell again. It really was very kind of you. I wish I could thank you properly. Listening for it, you caught the spin on the last phrase, and as she reached the floor, you moved forward, your breast touching her arm and your body partway across her bar. You looked her straight in the eyes and raised your parted lips. Miracle of miracles, she bent forward, seized your lips in hers, and her hands were gently touching your neck and breast. Your tongues were probing, more gently than you might have expected. Your lips meshed beautifully. She tasted sweet and luscious. She had surely had some sweet chocolate recently from the taste of her. Your breasts jostled each other's. Your hands slid along her flanks. You were taking your time, as you love to do with your female lovers, and she seemed in tune with you, with your pace. She was undoing the tie on your robe as your hands smoothed over her ass. Her head dipped, and you're at the gates to paradise. You wanted this woman so much. Her lips brushed your skin so lightly, like butterfly kisses, close to your areoles. A few kisses on one breast and across to the other. Her hands gently supported the impressive weight, making her angles better. Now her tongue, damp and pointed, gently circled the nipple, which rose and hardened in response. A fingertip lightly brushed the very tip. As her mouth moved to the other breast to work that magic again, a magic it seemed to be, and the way each curve taken by her tongue echoed in your tingling clit. Your hands were locked in her hair and caressing her neck as she leant to lick across your bud, soft, then with more of a flick, a flourish of confidence almost, before she sucked, as your nipple rose under the delicious suction. Brushing her teeth gently lashed by her tongue, you gasped automatically. This was so good. Despite the pleasure she was giving you, you wanted to experience her charms, her physical attributes. Those breasts were longing deep within you by now, and you are going to deny it no longer. You tightened your grip on her hair and pulled her head slowly but surely back up to yours. To kiss passionately, straight into full French this time, tongues squirming, fighting, probing and retreating, being sensitive, exhibiting strength. She seemed to relish your flavour and sensuality as much as you did hers. Your hands ran over her wonderful bosom, your fingers spread and squeezed those gorgeous memories, kneading them almost. The temptation to stay kissing was strong, but the call of that body was stronger. Though you kissed as your hands sought the buttons and kissed and bit her neck as you worked. Her moans and her hands in your hair now were the very incarnations of bliss. She eased the shirt back over her shoulders, and even the skin there seemed divine. Your lips were drawn to where her bra strap rested, kissing as you slid those to the side, then down to the cups of her bra. As you kissed and licked that lovely flesh, her hands left your head and you felt the material loosen and fall. Her magnificent breasts stood fully revealed, her youth reflected in their firmness and angle, the nipples of sweet delight poking impudently up from those darker circles. No time for delicacy here. You pounced. End of this part.